It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. I'm trying to find out if she's over there trapped in the Alps somewhere. But I will just solve this by asking her. Hi, Mirella, how are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, very well, thank you. No, I'm not trapped, but a big part of the Swiss Alps are having so much snow that people basically are blocked in the mountains, and schools are closed, and basically they are obliged to relax. So is that good? Is that bad? I leave it up to you, Jill.
it's the individual's call, but it's certainly, shall we say, some structural enforced, wow, these are mountains. Wow, this is weather. Wow, there's not an app for that.
Yes, and there is nothing else to do than drinking tea and waiting for some nice weather.
Yeah.
Well, today, Jill, I have a topic that I thought is interesting because it's a new regulation that started basically on the 1st of January 2018, and that is of concern for, I believe, not only Europe, but many other countries in the entire world. Though I'm going to refer basically to Germany, because this is where I have most information from, and it's about plastic waste. So as a matter of fact, China, as of the 1st of January 2018, has decided to ban the import of plastic waste. This is a very interesting topic, I think, because probably many people are going to wonder what has the plastic waste to do with the world, with China. Well, the fact is that China, until now, and for many, many years, at least 30 years, has been taking the plastic waste of many countries, including, as far as Europe is concerned, including Germany or the United Kingdom, for example. So the idea would be to send that plastic waste to China, where it would be sorted through, and a large part would be recycled, and whatever is left then would be probably incinerated. But for environmental reasons, China has decided now that it would not accept all plastics anymore, and has made a list of all the ones that are not accepted. And it's quite a long list, which means that basically many countries in Europe and in the rest of the world have some problems, because what doesn't go to China now has to go somewhere. As far as Germany is concerned, I heard that eventually some countries in Europe would be also ready to take the waste. That would be, for example, Bulgaria, Poland, or Romania. In theory, though, it is strictly forbidden to export plastic waste into other European countries, except if the waste is there to be sorted through and then recycled. But the big question remains, of course, who exactly knows what happens when this waste arrives to China, or for that matter, in the future in Romania or Bulgaria. You know, it's like no one can definitely say, oh, this is a really a very ethical way to behave, to just send so much waste out of the country in countries that are either extremely poor, meaning that there would be definitely a problem with controlling those recycling sites, or countries that, like China, that are among the most polluted countries in the world. So there is definitely a topic there that would have to be addressed, and because the core problem is clearly financial, as the sorting through, for example, in a country like Germany, is so much more expensive than in a country like China or Romania, that obviously this is going to continue in the future. And it's a paradox in Europe, because in a way the European Union tries to reach a level of recycling that would mean that only a very minimal percentage of plastic would stay behind, that most of it, hopefully even 80% would be basically recycled. Now, of course, the next question would be, is that just a political nonsense and those kind of promises that are never kept, or is that a goal that is truly achievable? It's very unclear, and it is as unclear and difficult to actually find answers to these kind of questions. And I think from what I got around me, many people were extremely surprised actually to know that so much plastic waste was actually exported to China for so many years without a real debate around that. Yes?
No, I was just going to say that there's a lot of information that is available but not properly disseminated, if you will, about all of this plastic waste. And the fact that it's not widely known what happens to it makes even idea like, oh, let's export it to Bulgaria seem reasonable. Because there's just, you know, what are they going to do with it?
Exactly. So that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
And you know, considering that the European Union, for example, has already acted formally against a few countries in Europe that didn't fulfill the EU standards with illegal landfills. And Romania, for example, was one of those countries. So it's really a paradox, you know, how can we consider that country as a possible country to send the plastic waste, while in the past it has been already accused to not fulfill the European Union standards for recycling waste altogether, not only plastic. Same thing, for example, if you remember, Jill, with Italy a few years ago. So there are definitely countries in Europe that are considered very unsafe for this kind of matters, and still they are then all of a sudden a possibility to send our plastic waste, simply because China has said stop, no more waste in our country. So you better find some other countries. And for example, the United Kingdoms are already looking into Vietnam, into Malaysia. So they are definitely trying to find another place to send all this plastic that is now refused by China. I think it is a problem that has been talked about. It's very true. I think there has been also a very very talked about a documentary, I think in 2016, where the someone was filming in China and was showing everything that one doesn't want to see, and that, for example, in that plastic waste, one also finds things that should not be in there, like medical waste, like dangerous chemicals, like polluting and polluted substances, toxic waste. All of that, one can imagine, ends up into water, most probably. Some of that plastic will anyway end up in our oceans. We have been seeing already those enormous geographical maps of plastic forming on the oceans. So plastic waste is definitely an issue that has to be dealt with. Now the question remains, is the answer to that issue really like as simple as exporting our plastic waste into a place where we simply don't see it anymore, at least not immediately?
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.